This is the Relic Radio Show, old-time radio entertainment still standing the test of time, from RelicRadio.com. This is the Relic Radio Show. Welcome back. Thanks for joining me again this Tuesday. This week we're going to kick off our hour of old-time radio with The Zero Hour, an episode titled Carnival of Menace from July 23rd, 1974. Then we'll hear a quick Believe It or Not with Dangerous Act. Before a series we haven't heard before on the show, it's Big Town, an episode titled Nightmare House from January 11th, 1949.
I'm Rod Serling. You're listening to The Zero Hour. Rest your eyes. Exercise your imagination. Today, Glenn Hall Taylor's black episode of Circus Life. Carnival of Menace. Starring Ross Patton. In a Mutual Broadcasting System and presentation of The Zero Hour.
Brought to you by the Ford Motor Company and Lazy Boy Recliners. This is The Zero Hour on Mutual Radio.
Steve Desadnik, Chief Engineer, WCVB-TV.
If I were buying a TV color receiver today, it would be 100% solid state.
RCA asked these TV chief engineers a question you could be asking yourself. If you were buying a color TV, would you pick a tube type set or 100% solid state? Robert Porter, KMEX-TV.
I'd buy a 100% solid state set for the low maintenance, high reliability, and low power consumption.
In a nationwide survey, 95% of the TV chief engineers polled said they'd prefer to buy solid state for their next color TV. So if you've been asking yourself the question, you know what these experts say. Otis Freeman, New York.
I'd buy 100% solid state like the RCA XL100.
For color, for reliability, consider the new RCAs. Every one is an RCA XL100. 100% solid state. Don't settle for less.
Generation, the big circus is a mammoth variety show performed in a huge auditorium such as a giant sports palace or a convention hall. Only the little circus is still performed under canvas in the manner tradition once decreed. Such a circus is the Lang and Haley Showman Carnival, which is winding up an engagement in a small Indiana town. It is Saturday night, shortly after dark, as the dancing girls of the sideshow prance onto the platform for a final teaser before the crowd files into the main tent, a crowd unaware of the tawdry life behind the brightly spangled, exciting world they're about to enter.
Rusty, before you go out there to give your spiel, I got a tip for you.
Hey, what's that?
Just that you're asking for trouble hanging around that Carol dame in the money wagon, the one they call Princess.
Oh, are you jealous, Dolly?
She's Turk's girl, you know.
Look, Dolly, I just kid around with all the girls, you know that.
Okay, but Turk's gonna catch you guessing her weight one of these days, and he's
Turk's a friend, baby. I ain't trying to cut in on him. Come on. Just start tickling the keys on that Calliope Getaway crowd.
Okay, sugar, just tipping you off, that's
folks. There's plenty of time before yards under the big top. Now then, before I tell you all about the sensational attractions inside, I want these beautiful little ladies, with their silver baubles and their bouncing personalities, to put on a little dance for you. A dance that'll put a bowl full of jelly to shame. Hey, you with the bald head.
Hey, Rusty, come here, will you?
Yeah, hiya, Turk. Yeah, haven't seen you around all day. What's up?
Well, I only got a minute. Tonight's the night. Now, listen. We'll be pulling out of the railroad yard after midnight, about 1 o'clock.
Yeah?
All right, as soon as the train's underway, you get the poker game started. Make sure the security man is in it.
That Flatfoot hasn't missed a game since we hit the road with the show.
Stay about even in the game yourself so nobody squawks. Then pull out about 2:30.
Okay.
All right, I'll be waiting for you out on the platform, and we'll make it up to the flat car where the money wagon is. There'll be more than 20 grand in the safe tonight.
Hey, that's a lot of bread.
Yeah, like a whole loaf. Now then, you stay away from me until we meet on the platform. You got it?
Gotcha. See you tonight. Hey, hiya, princess. How's the most devastating creature in the world? Lonesome, I hope.
Oh, brother, are you a cornball?
Tex says tonight's the night, honey.
Well, don't broadcast it. What do you want?
Well, you know, I got to thinking 2/3 of 20 grand is nearly 14,000 clams. You and me could take it and have a real swing of time on it.
You and me?
Uh-huh.
Huh. Get this, Rusty. Once and for all, I like it the way it is with Turk and me, and it's going to stay this way.
Listen, I got what Turk hasn't got, baby. Brains. All he's got is muscle. How far are you going to get on that?
Why don't you ask him? Here he comes now.
Oh, princess.
Or do you want me to ask him?
Hey, Rusty, what's up?
Well, I just dropped over to check the time we meet tonight.
I told you, 2:30.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, see you later, huh?
Okay.
Turk?
Yeah?
There's something I gotta tell you. You may think Rusty's a pal of yours, but do you think it's safe having him on this job?
I gotta have help. Why?
Well, he makes his living talking. I'm just afraid he might let something slip.
Nah, don't worry none about him talking. He wouldn't cut his own throat.
Turk.
Yeah?
Be careful tonight. Please.
Don't worry, sweetheart. I'll be careful.
Well, raise it, Bob.
Beat me, Rusty.
Hey, come on. Don't everybody fool. I gotta get even. What's a possible 3/5 do, Sherlock?
Rusty, if that eight hits you in the middle and straightens you, boy.
You're a cop, Sherlock. You can always pinch us for gambling, you know.
If he doesn't start winning, he's liable to.
Or running my own desk.
Oh, yeah.
5 up, huh? Okay, I'll see you.
Well, the 8 did it, boys. Oh, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
You are one lucky step.
Oh, well, I'm a little short of even, but I gotta get me some shut-eye.
You? Sleepy?
Yeah, it's 2:30. I'm a working man, Shirley. You get to sleep on a job.
Get out of here.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night, boy.
Well, what's the situation, Rusty?
Sherlock's loser in the game. He'll stick to get even.
Okay. Now, we'll be hitting that long, steep grade on the other side of the Wabash River any minute now. The train will slow down almost to a walk. And when she does, I'll get off on this side, you drop off on the other. That way we can see the coast is clear on both sides, right?
Right.
Okay. And we run alongside the train and climb on the flat car with the money wagon. As soon as the train gets over the hump and picks up speed, we get to work. You got it?
Got it. You got the tools?
Right here.
We ought to finish the job just before we get to that deep ravine, remember?
Yeah, what about it?
We toss the tools in the ravine. Nobody will ever find them. We've hit the grade. She's slowing down.
Okay, that's slow enough. Here, jump off your side. We'll meet at the money wagon. Okay, she's starting to highball. Here, hold this chisel against the wagon lock.
Right. Okay, Turk, hit it. Again.
Inside the wagon, quick. Now, we're fast now. I'll hold the flash. You take the hammer and knock off the knob, then I'll take the center punch and do the spindle in the sockets.
Right.
wagon.
Some haul, huh? We got better than 20 grand in this sack.
Hey, how's that for timing? Look, the ravine's right up ahead here.
Okay. Hey, get ready to throw the tools into it.
Okay. All set, Rusty. Hey, you got the hammer, ain't you?
Yep.
Right here.
So long, chump.
Hi, I'm Jim Backus with news about an exciting sale taking place at your Lazy Boy dealers today. You may now put a famous Lazy Boy reclining chair into your living room at unbelievable savings. The ultimate in beauty and comfort can be yours in the style of your choice to match your favorite decor. Don't just sit, relax, and recline sumptuously in a Lazy Boy. Your choice of quality colors and fabrics. See your Lazy Boy dealer today. Do that.
Hey, hurry up. He's waiting. Yes, he is.
This is Jim Backus with news about the most comfortable experience of a lifetime, a Lazy Boy reclining chair. It's ideal for apartments, living rooms, dens, family rooms. Lazy Boy is as beautiful as it is comfortable. Available in any style you can imagine and in hundreds of decorator fabrics and vinyls. Make your favorite room a haven of gracious living. See your Lazy Boy dealer today.
Hurry up. He's waiting. Run down there. Go.
Yes, indeed.
Rusty, what happened last night? What happened to Turk?
I guess he just split with his share of the loot, took his dough and jumped off the train.
But why?
That ain't hard to figure, Princess. He's a wrong guy, that's all. I tried to tell you.
I set up the whole deal for him.
Well, that kind of shows where his gratitude is, doesn't it?
Well, he won't get very far. His running away has put the cops on him.
Remember what I told you about muscles and brains, sweetheart?
Yeah, I remember.
Look, I still got half to take, Princess. It's a little over 10 G's. I'm cutting it down the middle with you, 50-50.
What's the catch?
No catch. Just that we spend the dough together, that's all. Come on, how about it, sweetheart?
Sure. Why not?
Atta baby.
No, don't, Rusty. Not here.
Okay, Princess. Now, we better figure on cutting out of this county real fast.
What about the law? After all, I've been keeping the books, and I wouldn't want anyone to suspect me in this deal.
Relax, baby. Turk's the only one they're looking for. We're clean. Get your things together, we'll be out of here tonight.
Oh, darling.
Yeah?
It's me, Sherlock.
Oh, hi, Copper. Open the flap and come on in.
Hope you don't mind my calling on you in the dressing tent, but I did want to ask you a couple of things.
Like what?
Well, you've been kind of friendly with Rusty Macon, haven't you?
Ben is the right word. Oh, brother. Him and his grabby hands and roving eyes.
Like that, huh?
Why didn't mind so much when he was roving and grabbing around me, but he played the field with it, and I kind of like to be exclusive.
Hmm. Was he trying to move in on Turk's girl, the princess?
The way Rusty puts it, he kidded around with all the girls. I think he had a thing about the princess.
Could be. I did see him hanging around her now and then.
You working on this case, Sherlock?
Well, unofficially. You see, I was on the force before I got, getting the bottle. But since I've been a plainclothes security guy with the circus here, even though I haven't had a drop in nearly 5 years, all they think I'm good for is bouncing drunks and kicking kids in the pants when they try to sneak under the tent. But I got a hunch about this robbery thing.
Oh, who do you suspect?
Rusty was a pal of Turk's, wasn't he?
He acted like he was, except for the way he'd ogled a princess. Why'd he ask about Rusty? That makes three questions you've tossed me about him.
Well, it seems like more than a coincidence that Rusty left our poker game at about 2:30, wasn't it, that morning? Saying he was sleepy. The watchman said his berth was still unmade at 3:15.
That doesn't prove anything, does it?
No, but I also know that between 2:30 and 3:15, the train was on this side of the Wabash rolling toward Alney here in Illinois.
Well, what does that mean?
I don't know, but the robbery could have happened around that time. And that means Rusty just might have suckered me into staying in that poker game after he'd said he was going to go Betty-bye. Well, Dolly, thanks for having with me. Hope I didn't take up too much of your time.
No trouble, Sherlock. What are you going to do next?
I think I'll talk the section gang foreman into loaning me a crew and a motor car. I'd like to take a good look along that stretch of track. Both sides of it.
Hey, all packed, baby?
Sure, Rusty.
Good. I got a car parked up the street. Who's that?
Well, how should I know? Who is it?
It's me, Rusty. It's Sherlock.
Be right with you. That's okay, son of a bit. Hurry up.
Yeah.
Hi, Rusty.
Hi, Sherlock.
How you doing, Princess?
Okay, Sherlock, how are you?
Oh, fine, thanks. Sorry I have to bring you bad news.
Bad news?
Yeah. About Turk.
What about Turk?
Well, they found his body this morning in the ravine just east of Albany.
Oh, no.
You sure?
Mm-hmm. Identification was positive. Well, I guess that's all for now. Just thought you two want to know, especially you, Princess. I know you and Turk was friends, kind of. Well, close.
Yeah, thanks for dropping by, Sherlock.
Yeah, thanks. So long.
Did you do it?
Do what, Sugar?
You did. You killed Turk.
Poor old Rover. He gets worried every time we go off on an outing without him. But I just can't get my family and Rover into my pickup.
So why don't you get a Ford Supercab pickup and take him along?
Supercab?
Sure. My better half and the three kids and the family dog all fit in very neatly.
You mean my wife, teenage son, overgrown collie, and camping gear could all fit into a Supercab?
Yep. Because Ford's new Supercab is the only two-door pickup roomy enough for a full back seat. Holds a family of six.
I didn't know that.
Bet you didn't know you can get Supercab with either a rear bench seat or a facing jump seat option. Or you can order it without rear seats and get 44 cubic feet of storage space.
Terrific. Room for all my camping gear. And for Rover.
Whatever type of pickup you have in mind, Ford has great news and great values for you. It's truck clearance time at your Ford dealers now. Prices may never be this low again. Check the complete choice of Ford trucks and check their prices too. Go get yourself a good buy today at your local Ford dealers.
Fall in love with a bottle of ketchup.
Real love is eating corn flakes.
The taste of love is ginger ale.
Well, do you think that ginger ale tastes like love?
No. Ginger ale doesn't taste like love.
Well, what about ketchup?
Uh-uh.
I know what. I'll bet corn flakes taste like love, huh?
Not corn flakes either.
By the way, what is love?
Love is love and kiss.
Oh. And do you know anything that tastes like love?
Uh-huh. People could taste like love.
People could?
I know people that taste like love.
You do? Who?
My mommy, my daddy, my sister, and my brother, and my grandpa.
We use things. Love is for people.
My auntie and my kitty.
From the Franciscans, with love.
Are you the special agent in charge in this area? Good. The reason I'm calling the FBI is that I've got a felony case here involving the crossing of state lines. Indiana and Illinois. I'm the security officer with the Lang and Haley shows, the Circus and Carney outfit. Named Sheridan Lockman. On the way here, the show's money wagon safe was robbed of some $20,000. Yeah, there's a homicide involved, too. Well, the sheriff here is on top of the homicide, but you guys will want to move in on the robbery. I'm in the little town of Flora in Clay County. Okay, fine. I'll meet you at the money wagon on the circus lot. Don't lose any time. I think the suspects may make a run for it.
Okay, get in the car, Princess.
I told you, I'm not going.
And I say you were. Now look, you're up to your level here in this and you know it. You set it up. And I'm not going to leave you here where they can put the squeeze on you and make you spill your guts. Now get in there. Slide over and let me in behind the wheel. Yeah, that's better.
Oh, what's that guy think he's doing? He's nosed into the curb right in front of us.
Hey, you! Hey, pull up a little, will you? the heck with that jerk. I'll back up and get up.
What's the matter?
It's another car right behind us.
You going somewhere, Rusty?
Yeah, what's it to you, Flatfoot?
To me? Well, it's part of my job. You're under arrest for robbery and murder.
Oh, now what's that? A shot in the dark?
It's a carom shot, Rusty. From me to get the boss's money back, to the FBI for crossing a state line while committing a felony, and to the local fuzz for homicide. And all of us are here. Go on, look around. See for yourself.
Homicide? You're out of your good. Who is it I'm supposed to waste it?
Your pal, Turk. And you can cut the innocent act, Rusty. Your prints are all over them can-opening tools you chucked in the ravine. And the blood on the hammer matches up with Turk's.
Hey, now look, Sherlock,
My name is Sheridan Lockman to you.
Sheridan Lockman? Sherlock. Oh, that's why they called you Sherlock. You really are a detective.
You got it right, boy.
What was it you were saying about having brains, Rusty?
You don't have to rub it in, Princess. I gotta admit, I didn't claim I was the only guy with brains.
You wait in the car, kiddo, and leave the motor running.
Okay, boss.
May I help you? Yeah, sweetheart. I heard you Ford dealers were having a late show, and I wasn't invited.
Well, we are having a spectacular end-of-the-season clearance sale in all our models, but,
But what, pal?
Well, everyone's invited.
Yeah?
Everyone's invited to take advantage of the low clearance prices on the Quiet LTD and our mid-sized Torino.
Hey, that's swell.
And if you're interested in economy, just look at the late show prices on the compact Ford Maverick and our basic Pinto. Even our sporty Mustang II and the magnificent Thunderbird are going at low 74 prices.
Now let me get this straight, sweetheart. You guys are selling all these swell cars at these low prices during your late show.
That's right, sir.
Little my mom hears about this.
Don't miss your Ford dealer's late clearance show. There are plenty of good seats left, and the price of admission may never be this low again.
I'm Rod Serling. Close your eyes, exercise your imagination, and join us again on our next presentation of The Zero Hour.
Carnival of Menace was adapted for radio by Glenn Hall Taylor. Ross Martin was heard as Rusty. Featured in the cast were Jane Webb, Charlie Dugdale, Johnny Hamer, and Diana Hale. Zero Hour, created by J.M. Colas, directed by Don Hills, is produced in Hollywood for the Mutual Broadcasting System by Radio Productions Incorporated. Music is composed and conducted by Stanley D. Hoffman, Rochelle Sherman, associate producer. This has been a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Truth is stranger than fiction. And this is the truth. This is Ripley's. Believe it or not.
There is an unusual lighthouse in Ulverston, England. In over 112 years, it has never once been lit, believe it or not. In a moment, I'll tell you about one of the most desperate stratagems ever used by a warrior. General Zopyros was one of the military commanders of the Persian king Darius the Great when the latter laid siege to the city of Babylon. Zopyros cut off his nose and his ears and fled inside the beleaguered metropolis, pretending to be a victim of Darius's inhumanity and thirsting for vengeance. The Babylonians offered to make him chief defender of the city. He accepted, and once in possession of supreme authority, promptly surrendered Babylon to his king, believe it or not.
LifeWire Health Soap presents Big Town.
About Nightmare House. Tonight's Big Town Racket Exposé, brought to you by Life Boy Health Soap, used in the homes of 14 million Americans. Six, four, eight, five.
Life Boy Health Soap presents Big Town, the headline stories of a great city dramatically reported by Steve Wilson, fighting editor whose creed is emblazoned on the masthead of the Illustrated Press.
The power and the freedom of the press is a flaming sword. That it may be a faithful servant of all the people, use it justly, hold it high, guard it well.
Now, now Steve Wilson's headline story of Nightmare House. This is not the story of an ancient mansion peopled by ghosts of the past. This is the story of Bill Barton, his wife Helen, and their new house in the suburbs of Big Town.
Doggone it.
Oh, Bill.
Huh?
Oh, never mind, darling. You needn't have washed the dishes. I'm not that helpless.
Oh, maybe not, honey, but you've got a lot of things to do.
Yes, but I have all evening, and you'll be late for work if you don't hurry.
Oh, I'm almost done with what's left of these dishes. I would be, except the darn water's almost cold.
Oh, it's the heater, Bill. It's no good.
Yeah, like the whole plumbing system, the foundation, roof, and floors. We've been had, Helen.
Yes, and so has everyone else on Honeymoon Hill.
Honeymoon Hill. What a name. Nightmare Hill would be better.
Oh, but it could be a lovely house, Bill. You could only make Kane live up to his contract.
Fat chance of that.
Have you talked to him?
Yes, till I'm blue in the face. And so have the other owners. All we get is excuses, promises. And we're all through talking.
What are you going to do?
We're getting together. We're going to refuse to make any more payments until Kane finishes these houses according to contract. Copper pipe, waterproof cellars, put in standard appliances.
And supply doors.
Helen, do you realize that except for the storage room in the cellar, there isn't one inside door to any room in this or any other house on Honeymoon Hill?
Please, Bill, don't work yourself up,
Bill. Oh.
I know it's bad, but at least we have a roof over our heads.
Yeah, that leaks. Honeymoon Hill. Well, Kane is going to find out the honeymoon is over.
Come into the back door, Bill.
You stay put on that stool. I'll see you later.
All right. But you worry too much. The baby isn't due for a month, and I feel fine.
You stay there and keep on feeling fine.
Hello, Barton.
Oh, good evening.
I'm Parker, Kane's new agent.
Parker?
Yeah. Mind if I come in? Want to talk to you. Evening, Mrs. Barton.
Good evening.
New agent for Kane, huh? Well, I hope you'll do more about our complaints than the last one.
That's what I'm here to talk to you about.
We're all through talking to Kane.
So I hear. I understand you've got the folks up here on the hill together.
That's right.
And you're talking about not meeting your next payments on these houses.
If you want to call them houses. And it's more than just talk.
Now, look, Barton, this is serious business.
You're telling me.
You can lose this place and every cent you've sunk into it.
Not if we stick together and fight for our rights.
That's the point. Most of the folks up here won't stick with you. Just a few soreheads.
That's what you think.
Look, Barton, you're the leader of this movement. You started this, you can stop it.
I'll stop it when Kane lives up to his contract with us.
Now, look. Suppose we take care of you.
Me? How?
Fix up your place.
Look, Parker, are you trying to buy me off?
No. We'll just take care of your place first.
Oh, and the rest of the folks around here can wait until the cows come home. Is that it?
What do you care as long as you get what you want?
Get out of here. You're a dirtier rat than the last one Kane sent up here. Now get out before I throw you.
Bill, don't lose your hand.
Keep out of this, Helen. I'll settle with this rat.
Get smart, Barton. Listen to your wife or you'll lose your house.
I'll risk that before I'll sell out my neighbors. Now get out of here.
They'll sell you out.
I said get out of here.
You'll be foreclosed in a month, you dope.
Dope, am I? Get out.
Hey.
Tell Kane before we're through.
What?
You'll put him in jail.
Yeah. Oh, Bill, you shouldn't have done that. They can make trouble.
Trouble? We've had nothing but trouble since we moved in. Now I'm going to make some trouble for Kane. We can't fight this thing alone.
But what can you do, Bill?
I'm telling the whole rotten story to a newspaper that fights our kind of fight. The Big Town Illustrated Press.
Steve, could you spare a minute?
Sure thing, Lola. Come in.
Come on in, Mr. Barton.
Thanks, Miss Kilman.
Steve, this is Bill Barton, and he has something on a rotten racket that I think you should hear about.
Hello, Bill. Sit down. Let's have it.
Well, I haven't much time, Mr. Wilson. I work nights, and I'm late for my job, but a bunch of my neighbors need your kind of help.
It's one of the infinite variations of the housing racket, Steve.
Oh, the housing racket. That again.
Oh, I know. It's an old story, Mr. Wilson. I know it isn't news, headline stuff.
It may not be headline stuff, Bill, but it is news, and important news, as long as the housing shortage exists.
I'm not the only one involved in this. There are about 20 families on Honeymoon Hill, and we've all been taken.
Honeymoon Hill?
It's a development owned by a man named Kane, Steve.
What's the main trouble, Bill?
Well, Kane let us move in before the houses were finished and hasn't lived up to his contract.
Now, that's an old dodge. Are you a veteran?
No, sir, but ambulance corps driver overseas. Kane financed the whole deal and made sure he didn't sell to vets.
Another dodge to avoid the protection given ex-servicemen by the Veterans Administration. What's the immediate trouble, Bill?
Well, we've got together, threatened to withhold our next payments until Kane lives up to a contract.
Now, wait a minute. Are you acting on advice of a lawyer?
No, but we're going to hire one.
Good. You've got to fight this thing by legal means, Bill.
Well, we intend to, but Kane isn't playing it that way.
Are you the head of the group?
Sort of.
Has Kane threatened you?
Yes, with eviction. But first, Parker, his new agent, tried to bribe me.
Bribe you?
Yeah. Offered to fix up my place if I'd keep my mouth shut.
And sell out your neighbors.
Yeah. I kicked him out of the house. My wife is... Well, we're expecting a baby, and it upset her. I had to leave her alone. I'm worried.
Naturally, Bill.
Will you print the story? Will you give us a little publicity? Maybe it'll scare Kane into living up to his contract.
Of course we will, Bill, but Kane's type of operator doesn't care what's said about them once they have their hooks in a victim.
Yes, it's going to be trouble. That agent of Kane's is a rat. I wish Helen wasn't out there alone.
Don't worry. She isn't going to be alone, Bill.
But I work nights. I can't lay off and stay with her. We need the money to make our payments if we lose this fight with Kane.
You're not going to lose this fight or your home, Bill. Where do you work?
At the Big Town Electric Plant on the west side, and I'm late now.
All right, come along. You can give us the rest of the facts we need on the way to your job. Let's go, Laura.
I'm ready, Steve.
What are you going to do, Mr. Wilson?
We're going to have a heart-to-heart talk with your predatory, Mr. King.
Hey, look, Kane.
What's the matter, Parker?
You got trouble. Plenty of trouble.
Sure. That's why I hired you, Parker. You said you was good at handling trouble, so handle it.
I'll handle it. But I gotta know a few things first.
Such as what?
Are you covered if anything should just happen to happen to one of those cracker boxes up on the hill?
You mean insured?
Yeah.
Yeah, but wait a minute, Parker.
Never mind. You hired me to handle those suckers? Keep them in line, collect the installments?
Yeah, but listen...
Don't butt me around, Kane. I don't like being crossed. Now, there's only one guy gonna give us any real trouble.
Who do you mean? Bill Barton?
That's right. He's lining up the others. The rest are sheep, but they'll follow him if we don't get rid of him.
Okay, foreclose on Barton if he don't pay up tomorrow.
Ah, that'll take time. We gotta get him out of there before he organizes that bunch and they get a lawyer.
Oh, yeah. That'll cost me $2,000 a unit to live up to those contracts.
Yeah, $40,000.
That'd break me.
That's why you hired me. But this is gonna cost you a bonus. A big bonus.
How much?
$5,000.
$5,000?
Yeah, $5,000 if I get rid of Barton and bust up the organized squawk.
Now, wait a minute. I ain't risking any rough stuff.
There ain't gonna be any rough stuff. Nobody's gonna get hurt. Except one of them so-called houses. And the way I'm gonna handle it will cover up a lot of your crooked building shenanigans.
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
I ain't sure you ought to know.
You're my agent. I'm responsible for your acts.
I wanted to be sure you knew that. Now keep your mouth shut when it happens.
What's going to happen?
There's going to be a fire up on the hill.
A fire?
Yeah. Starting in Bill Barton's basement. Oh. Accident.
Wait a minute. Barton's wife ain't well. She might get trapped in that house.
Relax. I'll make sure she gets out of that cracker box. Maybe I'll even rescue her myself and earn Barton's gratitude.
You better make sure of that, Parker.
Don't worry, Kane. I don't mind a little arson, but I ain't mixing myself in a murder for $5,000 if I can help it.
All right. When are you going to pull it?
There's no time like the present, Kane. I'm going to pull it tonight.
Thus unaware that dangerous complications are in the making, Steve and Lorelei head for the suburbs to help Bill Barton. You know, some people think all soaps are the same. Not me. I always felt that Lifebuoy Health Soap got me cleaner somehow. And now I know I'm right. Because doctors have actually proved it in 820 scientific tests. Yes, after comparing the effects of daily baths with different soaps, these doctors made this amazing statement. Actually, you're cleaner. Safer from B.O. when you bathe daily with Lifebuoy than when you bathe with any other leading soap. Startling, isn't it? Well, here's the explanation. Lifebuoy does more than just remove the grime and perspiration you can see. Lifebuoy is more effective than any other leading soap against the invisible dirt that can form a foothold for B.O. Lifebuoy gets you even cleaner than the eye can see. After 820 scientific tests, these doctors say that Lifebuoy's purifying ingredient makes the difference. And this same purifying ingredient actually makes Lifebuoy milder, safe even for a baby's tender skin. So enjoy a refreshing Lifebuoy bath every day. You like Lifebuoy's creamy, rich lather, its wonderful mildness. Get Lifebuoy right away. Now, back to Big Town and tonight's story of Nightmare House. Learning that a group of new homeowners are having trouble with the owner, Steve and Lorelei are driving to the suburbs in the cab of Harry the Loquacious Hecky.
Say, boss, Miss Kelpine.
Say it, Harry, but we hope we won't need the assistance of your trusty monkey wrench on this assignment.
Yeah, that is what you always hope, but you cannot always sometimes tell. So the offer stands as per usual.
Thanks, Harry. Suppose the double negatives of doubt until we see if we can't get some positive results with a few well-chosen words of warning.
Well, you better have those words ready, Steve. We just passed a sign saying Honeymoon Hill Development, 1 mile.
You want me to drive right up to this here now, Honeymoon Hill, boss?
No, Harry. Bill Barton said Kane's office is at the entrance on the highway. Stop there if you see a light.
Yes, they're going to beard the lion in his den, huh, Steve?
Yes, call it meeting the jackal in his lair, Lorelei.
Comment to it, boss. That sign you said your dream house is waiting on Honeymoon Hill, time right, 500 feet. And this is it.
There's the office, Steve.
No, there's a light on. I'll get out here, Harry.
Check, boss.
You want me to go stay with Helen Barton until you come up, Steve?
Yes, Lorelei. But first, see if you can get a few of their neighbors to meet at Barton's house. In half an hour.
Okay, I'll do my best. What's your plan, Steve?
To get Kane up there for a showdown. And there'll be strength in numbers. Mm. Okay, get going, Harry.
Check.
We'll meet you at Bill Barton's house, Steve.
Let's see what Mr. Kane has to say for himself. Someone is burning the midnight oil. I wonder... why?
Yes, yes. Who is it? Come in.
Thank you. Hey, Mr. Kane?
Yeah? Yeah, I am. What can I do for you?
Nothing for me, Mr. Kane. But perhaps a great deal for yourself and the people who bought your houses up on Honeymoon Hill.
What do you mean? Who are you? What are you selling?
Selling? Just ideas, Mr. Kane.
Oh, an architect, huh? Well, I'm sorry, I make my own plans. Have ideas of my own.
Yes, so I hear.
What have you heard? Who are you?
I'm Steve Wilson of the Big Town Illustrated Press.
Oh, from the press. I'm sorry, I'm not buying any ads right now. All my houses are sold, and of course, when I start another development...
Quit ducking the obvious, Kane. We don't come miles out of Big Town to solicit ads in the middle of the night.
Well, who are you, and what do you want out here, then?
I'm Steve Wilson, managing editor of the press.
Editor?
Yes. And I want your side of the story that you failed to live up to your contracts with the purchases of your houses on Honeymoon Hill.
Who told you that?
That isn't important. I want to know if it's true before I publish the story. And I'm arranging a meeting at the home of the owners.
A meeting?
Yes, where you'll have a chance to answer the charges. If you can.
Well, where is this meeting going to be?
At the home of Bill Barton in about 20 minutes.
At Barton? 20 minutes, huh?
Yes. Say, what's the matter with you? Why should that be important?
Well, nothing. I just remembered. I've got an appointment. I can't go with you.
Wait a minute, Kane. The appointment you just remembered can't be as important as this one.
Let go of me, Wilson. I've got to meet somebody.
Not so fast, Kane. That somebody wouldn't be Parker, your new agent, would it?
That's none of your business.
I'm making it my business. Parker threatened Bill Barton this evening. Where is he?
I don't know. Let go of me.
Where is he, Kane? I want him at that meeting. He's your agent, and you're responsible for his act.
I'm not. I don't know what he's going to do to the Barton house.
Do to the Barton house? What are you talking about? What's going to happen?
What do you know? Talk, I don't know. Let go.
Drop that inkstand, Kane.
Be alone. That'll hold you, Wilson. Now I gotta find Parker. I gotta stop him from setting that fire, or he'll send us both to jail.
Besides, there won't be any treetops. Mr. Kane didn't plant maples and... Well, that noise is in the cellar. I guess the lid must have fallen off the ash can. Maybe Mrs. Thompson's cat's gotten in the cellar again. I better go see. Let the poor thing out. I hope this light switch works. Nothing else does.
It does.
I better be careful of these steep stairs. Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Here, kitty. Are you down here in the cellar, kitty? Oh, so you're in the coal bin. Come out of here, kitty. Come on out, or I'll...
Come here. Ah!
Mr. Parker, what are you doing here?
Shut up, you little fool.
Oh, let go.
Oh. Shut up, you... Ow, try to bite me.
What are you doing here? Why have you come with all those newspapers?
Never mind.
Fire. Fire. You're going to start a fire?
Yes.
Oh.
She's passed out. Fainted. Now I got to go through with it. I can't let her talk. Got to keep her here. Yeah, I'll be sorry, but we'll do it. Good thing Kane put a door on it. I'll leave her in there. Nobody will know she wasn't caught upstairs when this dump goes up in smoke.
Enough to suit Steve's plan, and we better go tell Mrs. Barton she's going to be host to a community protest meeting.
Yeah, she'll be kind of surprised. Which place is it?
The last house on this street. You better slow down, Harry.
Yeah. Some street. Bet you go down to the axles and mud if it rains.
Yes, another Kane's unhonored commitment. Oh, that must be the house, the white one. Pull in the drive, Harry.
Yeah. Right by the kitchen door, Miss Kilbright. And she must be home and up. There's lights burning all over the house.
I don't blame her. All alone up here in the hill, 100 yards to the nearest neighbor. I'll knock on the kitchen door.
The shades are up, but I don't see nobody.
Well, I'll try again. Maybe she's in the bedroom on the other side of the house.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, Miss Kilbine, look at that little window down there next to the ground.
Good heavens. The light in the cellar, too.
Maybe she's down there fixing the finest.
Oh, golly, Harry, she's not well. She may have gone down there and fainted. But I'm going to try to get in. The door's locked.
Well, maybe there's an outside door to the cellar, Miss Kilbank.
It should be on this side.
Yeah, and folks hardly ever remember to keep them locked. Maybe we can get in that way.
There it is, Harry, down the steps.
Well, leave me go first, Miss Kilbank. I'll try the door.
Okay. Is it locked, Harry?
No, it's just stuck, I think.
Well, try it, Harry. Try to force it. I'm worried.
Yeah, something screwy. Hey, the lights are out down here.
Well, they were on a minute ago when we came down the steps. Harry, look out! Harry!
Come here, you nosy dame. Come on, come on. Get in there with that Barton woman. Now, I really got to get all this thing done. I got to get out of here.
Parker, wait. Wait.
Okay.
No, don't stop. Don't set a fire.
Too late. Get out of here, Kane. That fool Barton woman caught me down in the air.
That doesn't matter. Stop it. Everything's gone wrong.
I'll say it has. Another dame and a hack driver showed up. I had to hit the guy with his shovel. He's laying over there. I think I busted his skull.
That doesn't matter. You can't set the fire now.
Why not?
A newspaper guy by the name of Wilson came to my office. He's called a meeting. The owners are all coming here in a few minutes.
So what?
I hit him with an inkstand. I knocked him out so I could get here and warn you.
Too late. I got a prison record. We got to cover this thing and a fire will do it.
No, no. We both get sent up for arson.
Arson? I've been tagged for arson before, and I'm talking about murder.
Murder?
Yes, murder. That hacky over there on the floor. I'll burn for it as the Barton dame and the other woman talk.
Where are they? What have you done to them?
Nothing but lock them in that storage closet over there. But they ain't gonna talk me into the chair.
What have you got in that bucket, Parker?
Gasoline.
Gasoline?
Yeah, I'll make a torch out of this dump and nothing flat. Get out of here unless you want to stay here from now on.
No, no. You're not mixing me up in more murder to save your own hide.
Put down that coal shovel, Kane.
You put down that bucket of gasoline.
All right. Now, you put down that shovel. Drop it.
A gun. What are you doing carrying a gun?
I got the habit from working for dirty crooks like you. Drop that shovel or I'll drop you.
No, no, no. Listen, Parker, listen.
You fool. You fool. We could have pulled it off. Now you got to stay here with those dames and take the rap for this fire. Paper and gas. This'll do it. You'll give me the time to get away from
no,
here.
No, it won't. Parker. Who are you? I'm a newspaper guy, your partner in crime, knocked out of an inkstand, but fortunately he only stunned me.
Well, keep away from me or I'll do more and stun you with the rest of the slugs in this gun.
All right. I'll keep away from you if you'll keep away from that bucket of gasoline.
Sure, I'll keep away from it, you nosy newsy. That's easy, because you're going to pick up that bucket of gas and throw it on that pile of newspapers.
You murderous swine.
Shut up. Pick up that bucket of gasoline. Pick it up.
Thus, Steve Wilson is faced with a deadly dilemma. In a moment, we'll come to the exciting climax of tonight's story, brought to you by LifeWay Health Soap. I'm going to say something you may find startling. But doctors have proved it. LifeWay, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner. Stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. Yes, after comparing the effects of daily baths with different soaps, these doctors made this amazing statement. Actually, you're cleaner, safer from B.O. when you bathe daily with LifeWay than when you bathe with any other leading soap. It's LifeWay's purifying ingredient that makes the difference. And remember, this purifying ingredient actually makes LifeWay milder. Safe even for a baby's tender skin. So bathe with LifeWay every day. Ask for LifeWay in the big new bath size. It's generous, luxurious. Get the new bath size LifeWay. And now back to Big Town and Steve Wilson as he faces a desperate killer in tonight's racket expose headline Nightmare House.
Pick up that bucket of gasoline, Wilson. I told you, pick it up.
Wait a minute. Parker, think it over before you go through with setting fire to this house.
What have I got to think over?
You haven't killed Harry, my hack driver.
How do you know?
I just saw him move and groan.
So what? I had to nail Kane with this gun. I'm primed for the chair, no matter what I do from now on.
You might get away with life, even a self-defense plea, because Kane tried to hit you with that coal shovel.
I'm not going back to the pen for life. I'm getting clean away. Pick up that bucket of gas.
All right, Parker. But won't it give you nightmares for the rest of your life? To know that you burned two girls to death locked in that closet over there, helpless? And a third person is yet unborn.
Shut up. They got themselves to blame. Shut up. Throw the gas on that pile of newspapers.
All right, I guess there's no use arguing with a madman.
Shut up and throw that gas.
Very well. Here it comes.
Why, you! Why, you dirty! Stop firing that gun, you fool. You're drenched with gasoline. Don't fire that gun again. The powder flash will turn you into a torch. Drop the gun. Drop it, or I'll have to break your arm. Drop it.
Good. And now just to make you wait for the
police.
All right, you swine. Stay there.
Steve.
Just a minute, Lorelei. I'll get this door unbolted. Get you out of there.
We could hear it all. Wow, I thought we were really done.
So did I, until Parker made me pick up that bucket of gas. How's Mrs. Barton?
She fainted when Parker shoved her in here, but I think she's all right. Help me to get her up here.
Poor girl. What a time to have something like this happen to her.
Oh, Bill. Oh, she's coming out of this thing.
Yeah, she'll be all right in a few minutes.
Oh, Bill. Our baby. Our home. Our baby.
All right, Mrs. Barton. Your home and your baby are safe.
Yes, Mrs. Barton. There won't be any more trouble. We'll take you upstairs in a moment, and you can phone your husband. Everything's settled.
Settled?
Yes. Parker's gun has arranged that Honeymoon Hill will be under new management. And we'll see that you and your neighbors get to live in a place that is just that. In more than name only.
Boss!
Harry!
Miss Kilmer.
Oh, thank heavens you're all right, too. How's your head?
Head? You mean this throbbing noggin I got between my ears?
Yes. How are you, Harry?
Swell elegant, boss, I think. Except it looks like I missed an awful lot of excitement.
Yes, Harry. But it's the kind of excitement we can all afford to miss.
And so ended happily for the homeowners of Honeymoon Hill with the death of Kane, the arrest and conviction of Parker, and a new era under new management, another exciting adventure in the newspaper career of Steve Wilson and Lorelei of the Big Town Illustrated Press.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Steve Wilson. You'll hear about next week's Big Town story in just a moment. Now, here is Hugh James with a brief but important message for every one of you.
Doctors have proved it. Lifebuoy, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner. Stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. Yes, you're cleaner, safer from B.O. when you bathe daily with Lifebuoy than when you bathe with any other leading soap. Ask for Lifebuoy Health Soap. Next week, the makers of Lifebuoy bring you a hard-hitting story of juvenile delinquency leading to gunplay and murder, and headlined, A Date with Death. Another exciting assignment in the newspaper career of fighting Steve Wilson of Big Town. Don't miss it. In tonight's dramatization, all names, times, and places are fictional, and any similarity to other names and places is purely coincidental. Big Town features Edward Pauley as Steve Wilson, Fran Carlin as Lorelei Kilbourne, and was written and produced by Jerry McGill. Next Tuesday night, same time, same station, you'll hear the newsboy calling.
Next, all about it. The story of Steve Wilson and a date with death. Brought to you by Lifebuoy Health Soap. Another fine Lever product.
New Rinso with sodium puts sunshine in your wash. Yes, rain or shine, new Rinso gives your wash an amazing new brilliance. You can dry your wash anywhere, and white clothes will turn out not just whiter, but whiter than new, and washable colors even brighter than brand new. It's because new Rinso contains the scientific sunlight ingredient, sodium. New Rinso is so safe for clothes, so kind to hands. Today, more women use Rinso than any other wash day soap in the world. Only new Rinso contains sodium.
Be sure to be with us next Tuesday at the same time when Lever Brothers Company will again present Big Town. This is your narrator, Hugh James, bidding you good night.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.
That's going to do it for the Relic Radio Show for this Tuesday. I will be back in a week with another one. In the meantime, as always, RelicRadio.com has more old-time radio. Find all the shows listed there, links to everything else Relic Radio, like our forum, Facebook page, Shoutcast stream, everything. It's all at RelicRadio.com, including a donate button. If you'd like to help support this and all the shows, you can do so from there as well, and I appreciate anything you're able to help out with. Thank you to those who have. That's going to do it for today. I'll be back in 7 days with a brand new episode of the Relic Radio Show.